بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the text of the speech delivered on June the 28th, 2022, by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the head of the judiciary branch and a number of the top officials and employees of the judiciary. First of all, in those days, the imposed war had created the worst, most difficult situation. Inside the country in Tehran itself, there was a civil war going on. There was a civil war going on in the streets of Tehran. The Munafiqeen had come out into the streets with everything they could find, from razor blades that were used for cutting rugs to anything else they had at their disposal. They were threatening the lives of the people, the guards in the local committees, and the guards of the IRGC, etc. There was a war. Tehran was at war. This was the situation on June the 28th. The political situation in the country was such that about a week before June the 28th, the incompetence of the current president had been proven in parliament and he was removed from office. So the country did not have a president. This is how the situation was. In such a situation, the country lost a pillar, like Shahid Beheshti.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Agha Beheshti was a pillar, truly a pillar. The value of such pillars that hold up the revolution cannot be calculated. Shahid Beheshti was one such pillar, but he left us in the middle of such a situation. About 2 months later, both the new president and prime minister, Shahid Rajai and Shahid Bahonar, were martyred together in the middle of a meeting. Many of you may remember these things, but our dear young people did not see these things at that time. They do not have a correct awareness of the history and details of these events. Think about this, you dear young people, our dear children. About 2 months after these events, Shahid Rajai and Shahid Bahonar, the president and prime minister at the time, were assassinated in a meeting and were gone. Shortly afterwards, a number of senior commanders from the army and the guard corps were martyred in a plane crash. Shahid Fallahi, Shahid Fakuri, Shahid Kuladuz, and the like. So in less than 3 months' time, all these bitter events took place. All these terrible tragedies occurred. All these devastating blows struck. Which country do you know of? Which government do you know of that can stand up to all these events and not collapse? You, the judiciary, are part of such a system.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all. Thank you. I wanna thank you
guide me from all